listening.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The small business advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a good friend, Sam Norwood, back on the show. Sam's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a dozen years now. He's been hanging out with us. Independent advisor to CEOs and boards of board of directors. He is one of the top business experts, management experts, CEO experts that I know in the world. And he's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So we got two or three different things that you want to talk about today. One of the things that you want to talk about, I'm gonna let you run with this.
Uh-huh.
Is your response to my multi-year refrain that there's a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, and you disagree, don't you?
Well, I do, and I think that they are two different things in the sense that. Main Street is what's going on now, and Wall Street is what is expected to go on tomorrow and the next 6 months and the next year or two. So there's kind of a disconnect in the sense that the two things are not directly connected, but what I believe is that the Wall Street looks forward, and in looking forward, it can be mistaken, but it takes all the information that's available and makes the best guess. You've got thousands and thousands of people out there trying to estimate what is value, and mm-hmm. what is value has everything to do with the future expectations. So it takes into account the outlook for the economy, the outlook for sectors within the economy, and then the outlook for businesses within the sector as to how well they're going to do, and they bet the farm every day on being correct. When they're not correct, they lose, and they lose big time. So, as one of my professors used to say, in the short term, the market is a voting machine, mm-hmm. and in the longer term, it's a weighing machine, and it weighs the factors. And so my sense about it is that the market can be up or down and seem disconnected at times, and in fact, in retrospect, the market can be seen as having been wrong and having missed some changes.
Hold on now. You got to give me, I let you go for 3 minutes there. You got to give me time to rebut before we run out of time here.
Okay.
Let me just throw some evidence, and this is not opinion.
Yeah, there you go.
A year ago, the stock market set new records,
yep.
and it continued to do so when the economy went negative 3 points,
yep.
which was later adjusted to negative two. The economy has been averaging as Wall Street rocks and rolls into new uncharted territory, unprecedented highs.
Uh-huh.
For 6 years, the economy is still lagging its 2%. 50% of small business owners, which is Main Street, 50% of small business owners aren't even sure that we're out of a recession. And here's the reason why there is a disconnect. Because Wall Street has found a way, through help from the Fed and global markets, Wall Street has found a way to make their own way, to make their own living, without reinvesting in America's Main Street economy. And that's happening right now, it's been happening, and that's the reason why there's a disconnect. I'm not saying that the problem is that Wall Street has found a way to be successful without letting the rest of us out here on Main Street come and play in the same backyard.
Ah, okay. Tell me where I'm wrong. Yep. No. I think there's a good point in saying that Wall Street can survive regardless of whether Main Street is going up or down. It fulfills a function between the original function of Wall Street was to fund
right.
Businesses and the growth of businesses. And then the second reason is to be able to connect investors with opportunities. It continues to connect investors with opportunities, whether it is currently funding the growth of right. businesses or not. And it happens in the past few years due to things being weak in the economy. Businesses have done a better job of funding their own growth and haven't needed Wall Street.
That's the last point that I'm going to let you make, because it's an excellent one, which brings me to my last point, Sam, which is that, in my opinion, here's my prediction. I hope you and I live to see this, to see whether I'm right or wrong. All in my prediction, in 20 years, Wall Street will be marginalized and almost irrelevant.
Well, we might be looking down or for some direction to see if that's going to come true. Maybe.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. Right back with Sam Norwood. We've got more like this coming at you after these messages. This land's the place I know.